Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, hold on a second here, I'm all tangled up. Welcome to the show, this is Fernando on the Amanda Poniente Show on Block Talk Radio. It's been a while, I know, you don't have to tell me that. You know, sometimes life gets in the way, We are live, it's 10 o'clock here in, well, where are we at now? We move around so much, Beach Park, Illinois, about 45 minutes north of Chicago. The South Side Town. That is right. Tonight's show, we're going to be talking about, well, some news. You know, isn't that Music Monday? I put in that thing in a Twitter. And if you're a Twitterer, Music Monday is where you can get, you know, free music to download on, you know, Twitter. But if you can go, if you go to twitter.com, you can go, you type in, you know, the pound sign and then Music Monday. You should be able to find a bunch of tweets that's going to lead you to, you know, sites, multiple people, tweeple, is that what we call it, offering, you know, music. Even talking about news and current events, also my opinions. The opinions matter. You know, my opinion matters. This is my show, so it matters. So if you want to participate, you can go 347-884-8125. I'm going to open up a chat room here in a minute. And if you are not able to participate over the phone, you can go to blocktalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. That is me, your host. His fine, fine evening, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. Hope not keeping you up or anything like that. So chat room is open. It is wide open. You can go and get in there if you want to. If not, so be it. And also we're going to play some song later on today. We're going to be talking about some, you know, again, my opinions. Funny news. Was health news. We're going to be talking about omega-3 fatty acids and how good are they? How good are they? And also, Dawn is going to be joining me today to discuss that and tonight. And on this day, we're going to be doing that too. You know, but so I just lost some of my, okay, there we go, it's back. All right. Also, we're going to be talking about some social media news. Social media news and also odd news and news that matters most. Like, what's going on with me? There you go. All right. Here we go. And where are we at? See, I am lost here, ladies and gentlemen. I am lost. Lost. So, Obamacare. They just passed that, didn't they? Yeah, they did. I am so behind of my news. And we're going to be talking about the Final Four on NCAA. Championship. So if you guys, you know, talk about the bracket, my bracket actually collapsed on the second round. That is right. I am not proud to say that. All right. And so Duke and Butler and Baylor. Baylor lost to Duke. I'm sorry. Yeah, they're all going. I don't know who else. Let me take a look at that real quick. Who else is going? I know Wisconsin's not going because they got eliminated in the second round. Yeah. And something for everyone. I know a lot of people favor Duke and some of the Butler and West Virginia and Old Michigan State. Well, did they go? Did it really go through? I don't know. I think they did. All right, I don't know if you've seen it, but the Blue Devils actually beat the Baylor on Sunday. Yeah, they are the number one seed to make the Final Four. Syracuse and all that, they're gone, man. Kansas University, and also Kansas State. Yeah, they're gone. They're down. They're goner. I don't know. All right, like I said, I don't know. I think I'm going to watch that next week. Probably a little bit. I don't know. We'll see. We will see. All right. So the Devils and the Blue Devils, that is. That's the Duke. Duke. The Duking. Going to Final Four. So what do you think? What do you think? Also, dun 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 dun, boom boom boom, boom 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 boom, boom 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 boom. You know, I just should like to sing. My computer. See that? I'm waiting to going through the upload right now. Let's do the on this day. Dun dun dun. Where's my There you go. On this day, see, a little pause there. It is March 29th, 2010. That is right. March 29th, 2010. It is Monday. On this day, on March 29th, 1973, the last United States troops left South Vietnam, ending America's direct military involvement in the Vietnam War. I was back in 1973. I wasn't even born then. And we're going to go back to 1867, on March 29th, 1867. Cy Young, if you are baseball fanatic, American professional baseball player, was born following his death on November 4th, 1955. Cy Young, remember this. I don't know if you guys that's coined the Cy Young Awards, okay? And on these days, on the 1867, getting my notes all wrong here. The British Parliament passed the North America Act to create a Dominion of Canada. That was in 1867. I didn't know that. Now I know. 1951, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were convicted of conspiracy to commit espionage for passing nuclear secrets to the Soviets. Shame on them. 1971. Army Lieutenant. There's some boomboxing going on outside in my studio. All right. 1971. Army Lieutenant William L. Cayley Jr. was convicted of murdering at least 22 Vietnamese civilians in the My Lai Massacre. And he spent 3 years under house arrest. What? 3 years under house arrest? That is not good. 1992, fast forward, and the Democratic president frontrunner Bill Clinton acknowledged experimenting with marijuana a time or two, he said, while attending Oxford University, adding, end quote, "I didn't inhale and I didn't try it again." Sure. Just like he said, "I did not have sex with that woman." Yeah. That was actually, when was that again? 1992. Right. 1999, Wayne Gretzky of the New York Rangers scored the last of his National Hockey League record, 884 goals in home game against the New York Islanders. 808. Wow, that's a lot to score for hockey? Man, that's a lot. Man. In 2002, on this date, actually, Israel declared Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat an enemy. Israel declared Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat an enemy and sent tanks and armored personnel carriers to fully isolate him in his headquarters in West Bank town Ramallah. That's what happened. In 2005, on this date, attorney Johnny Cochran died at age 67. RAP. And in 2006, on this date, Hamas formally took over the Palestinian government in 2006. That is right. Today is the birthday. If you guys are having a birthday today, happy birthday to you. If you have MySpace or Facebook friends, or you're my followers on Twitter, and if you're having a wonderful, wonderful birthday today, happy, happy, happy birthday. I wish I could sing that over the internet radio here, but I'd rather not. I'd rather not. Okay, and actually, Judith Guest, author, turns 74 today. I don't know if you guys know who she is, but Walt Frazier, 65, he turns 65 today, in Basketball Hall of Famer. If you're a basketball fanatic, if you don't know who Walt Frazier is, and you're not a basketball fan at all. Okay. Football Hall of Famer Earl Campbell of the turn 55 today. Also, comedian actress from the Strangers with Candy, Amy Sedaris. She turns 49. Model Elle McPherson, she turns 47 today also. Lucy Lawless from Xena the Warrior Princess turns 42. Robert Gibbs, that guy, you know, that guy that talks for the White House press secretary, that guy. And also Jennifer Capriati, a tennis player, since she turns 34, so the same age as mine. And my friend is on this day, and also the birthdays of today. Let's get to the phone real quick, and I believe Dawn is waiting on the other line. Are you there, Dawn? Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. That was my, what was that? Dun, dun. Here we go. All right, let's go to the phone. And Dawn, are you there?
I am.
You are? Okay, how are you and what is new?
They really building the business a lot. My husband is semi-retired now. So it's nice to have him home. And what's it called? I was reading some interesting topic about, I was reading a business magazine, and it was talking about FDA. A lot of people, like, sometimes when it comes to health and nutrition, they're like, oh, if it's not FDA approved, you know, then they're not interested. So for your heart, there's omega-3. Omega-3 is good for the heart. And we actually carry a heart health system designed by some cardiologists, and it's one of the, I mean, it's the only and the best top-of-the-line heart health system. It's called Heart Health, actually. It's off in superhighway.com. And, with FDA approval, it depends on where you're coming from, if you really, like, have your trust in the FDA and all that, because they have omega-3 now. That's FDA approved. However, the sad part is that it's mixed with some medicine. And along with that medicine that it's mixed with, it actually has some really bad side effects. So my personal opinion is I'd rather go with the heart health system because there are no side effects with that. So, I mean, if you're willing to do the FDA approval, you know, that's the only thing you'll take. Maybe, you know, you might want to look over those side effects and see if there's something you want to risk with your health. You know, so that's what I'm just saying is that when FDA gets involved, you know, it can become dangerous. So, you know, heart health is best. You know, my husband and I, we take the heart health system, and it's a great product. omega-3 fatty fish oil.
Omega-3 is a, right, fish oil. And actually, yeah, according to the FDA, actually, they, you know, supportive, but not conclusive. I think they're not, I don't know if they're, yeah, they have their own product and so-called FDA approved. The research show that consumptions of what they call the EPA and DHA omega-3 fatty acids, and they actually reduce the risk of coronary heart disease. That's what happened, yeah. Because here's the essentials or primary benefits of omega-3. You mentioned about heart health. This one will help maintain normal cholesterol levels, promotes healthy blood pressure levels, also helps maintain normal normal blood flow, helps maintain normal triglyceride level in the blood, and it promotes overall cardiovascular health, helps maintain healthy levels of C-reactive protein, and also promotes a healthy complexion. And get this, it helps enhance mood or mood swings. That is a thing. Why is this unique? Why is the heart health essential omega-3 with vitamin E actually, why is this unique from other omega-3 fish oil out there? How do we test this? How do we know it's good?
Well, that's a good question. Not a lot of people ask that question, actually. A lot of people, they go to the store and they say, oh, omega-3, let me just get that, her, it's good. Well, thing is that we have an internet franchise with Market America, and we're independent on franchise owners. Market America is not a product brokerage company. We don't manufacture anything. So, first of all, with the heart health, it has its own manufacturer, and those people have to test the product to see what's it on the bottle, is in the bottle. Then they ship it to Market America. They have it at an independent lab tested to make sure what's on the bottle is in the bottle. And it also comes from sardines and anchovies, which are smaller fish, versus compared to like other omega-3 may come from bigger fish, which the bigger the fish, the more toxic stuff can be in it. So since the anchovies and the sardines have a lower lifespan, there's less opportunity for toxicity to be in there. However, it is tested to make sure it's not toxic. There's no mercury in there. It's farm raised. So those are some some things different definitely versus what you get at your grocery store. Also, if you guys want to test how effective your omega-3 is, if you already have one from the grocery store, put it in a freezer. If it freezes, that means that it's mostly water. So the heart health system will not freeze. So those are some remember, you got to know your source of where your fish are coming from your omega-3. They're coming from a bigger fish that has a longer lifespan, exposed to toxicity, exposed to mercury, or is it farm raised? You know, definitely know your source. That's why I like getting products from Market America, because I know my source. I know it's tested. I know it's safe. You know, and if it's not safe, they will not send it to any distributors nor to customers. So that's the difference. And also another difference is that there's 32 cardiologists joined Market America to work for Market America, actually, because they've seen that heart health system, it was the best system that they've ever seen. So we have doctors working with Market America, actually, on the board. So those are some differences between what we have and what you can get at the grocery store. So you got to pay for what you get and be aware of where your source is.
All right. So where can we get this heart health fish oil omega-3?
At shopinsuperhighway.com or marketamerica.com /P as in Paul, O-N-I-E-N-T as in Tom, E as in Edward. Tony has
All right. Okay, well, thanks for sharing that. And we're going to jump into the news now. And, you know, thanks again. You know, hang around. We're going to be talking about some weird news in here, including, what do you call that? Oh, a council man. I've been voted for tending to Farmville while in, doing a council meeting or something like that. But, so anyone who plays, I don't know if you play that on Facebook, is actually one of the number one. I don't know if it's number one, but at least one of the most popular app on Facebook, game app. And actually the winner of the best social game, win that on 2010 Game Developer Choice Award. And anyone who plays that, you know, I mean, they know that's critical to harvest your crops on time on a farm bill. I've never played that. I've always got an invitation from friends and Facebook friends and all that. But I have no time to be playing a virtual farm, let alone. but anyway. But it's not important as administrating the second largest city in Bulgaria. Actually, Dimitar Karin was voted off a committee assignment by the city of Plovdiv, the city council, for actually his inability to stop tending his virtual crops for the Facebook game during meetings. Karin, well, you know, he's not alone. I mean, everyone's obsessed. Not everyone, but most of them is like obsession among the council members. Councilman or council chairman Iko Lev had previously warned several of them that the new wireless network and laptops provided to all 51 council members were not to be used for playing games on social media sites during budget meetings. So that dude actually was singled out for continuing to manage his farm and milk his cows, despite the leader or, you know, the councilman's warnings. So, let me, Del, what do you, I don't know if it's addicted, but I think I can clearly see that it gets pretty addicting to some. Have you ever played this type of game on Facebook or any social site? And how addicting are they?
No, I really haven't. I've heard they haven't said they're addicted, but I mean, I know people like play on it for like 2 or 3 hours. I think that's really their way of interacting or something like that, and having maybe like something to do, you know, something to look forward to. It's kind of like entertainment versus TV, you know? Like, they interact with it versus watching TV. Me, personally, I don't have time for that. I have, you know, I'm trying to grow a business, right? Actually, two businesses right now. So I really don't want to even try to play that because I don't want to devote my energy to that, you know, at this point in time. Right. I don't know if I'll ever will, but, that farm is not going to make me residual income that I can live out of the country and still be getting U.S. dollars. You know what I mean? Like, I have, like, a franchise business franchise with Market America, independent distributor. That it has the potential of making me a lot of money residual that I can get U.S. dollars if I go out of the country, if I want to go travel with my husband and kids. You know, that's something I want to put my energy, I want to put my energy, like, focus on the Lord, and also building the business. That's where I want my energy to go, you know what I mean?
That.
And, of course,
see,
taking
like,
care of kids,
great.
Too, you know,
right.
Household
exactly.
Things like that.
So, yeah, use your energy. I don't, well, you know, a lot of people, there's quite a few people, actually. That's a lot of people that, Farmville is, like, one of the most popular game apps on Facebook. What I'm saying is, I agree with you on that one. I think it would have been, I don't know if they know this, but I think they will it would actually benefit them if they really do the real, you know, the real farming, the real, you know, harvesting and planting seeds on real life than on a virtual world. You know what I mean? They can just
Why
don't they just buy some seeds and start planting, you know, corn or rice or green beans in the yard or something. They, you know, they will benefit from that rather than just, I don't know. It's just that people just, you know, they think different. Just like the way you think it, they're, you know, you're different than the others. Not a lot of them actually, but there's another one. Mafia Wars. I think that there's a huge, massive crowd that are actually playing Mafia Wars. Actually, that's on Facebook and also on MySpace. No, I'm not saying joining, you know, the real mafia, but it just amazes me that, you know, people embrace this. And actually,
right.
You know, the creator of those are actually making millions of dollars. You know, the creators of the Farmville, Mafia Wars, any of those game apps that actually captures people's attentions, and they're, you know, it gets pretty, I mean, I've seen that people say, you know, I mean, they say it themselves. They say, you know, it's addictive. You know, it's, you know, I can't wait until I get to my farm. I can't wait to erase my crops. Or say, I can't wait until I get my guns in the Mafia Wars. Yeah, you do get, not real guns, but virtual guns, I believe. Right, that's just strange. Speaking of strange, actually, get this. A drunk Pennsylvania man actually tried to, the cops caught him on the side of the road and actually tried to revive a dead opossum. Yeah. So the cops says they charged the guy with, you know, public drunkenness. And this is after he was seen trying to resuscitate a long dead opossum along the highway. And the state police troopers assassinated the several witnesses saw the 55-year-old Donald Wolf near town, and actually he was near the animal along the highway there. This is about 65 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. The cop says, or the trooper says, one person saw the guy kneeling before the animal and gesturing as though he were conducting a scene. So he says another saw, you know, another guy saw him attempting to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Whew, I think, oh man, I wonder what he drank that night. What do you think? I mean, that's weird. I mean, if you see the guy that's trying to say, which says it is dead possum, is he drunk or is he like mentally ill? Maybe both. What do you think? Don? Hello? Are you there? All right. I think
maybe he's very tired. Maybe he's very tired and he's like kind of like not focusing on, you know, proper things. Maybe he feels like tired and sad for the possum and wants to bring it back to life.
But the witnesses said that the opossum is long dead.
Yeah, it's not good.
Probably just walking, and I think, you know, it's got to be, I mean, I've drank before, you know, I've never really get into that. There's got to be more than that than just being drunk. I don't know. I could be wrong. I think there's people like that, when they're drunk. So, you know, what do you say to this?
I say that, that's must have been one smelly skunk, possum.
So, I'm sorry, what
did
you say? Yeah, what did you say?
I said that must be one smelly possum.
Yeah. That's one. I don't know. I mean, it looks like they're sounding like it's been dead. But anyway, from weird to another weird here. Authorities says in Virginia, a woman from Virginia actually pretended to be an FBI agent, and then conned her neighbors into taking jobs of her assistant. 29-year-old Loretta Riley of Arlington was indicted by a federal grand jury in Alexandria last week on a charge impersonating an FBI agent. According to the court affidavit, ladies told neighbors in her apartment complex that she was the FBI's director of forensics. Two of those neighbors say they agreed to work as Riley's assistant, but personal information such as their social security numbers or phony job applications. She gave the assistant tasks that included writing condolences letters to family members of agents killed in the line of duty, but authority says Riley was never an FBI agent. Okay. Another not case in here. What do you think, Don? Someone come up to you and said, "Hey, I am an FBI agent and you wanna work for me." Would you do it?
How much are you gonna pay me?
That's right. How much are you gonna pay you? Yeah, so as long as there's money involved, I don't care if you're fake or not, you know. I was wondering how come you didn't ask her. You know, they didn't ask her how much they're gonna get paid. But anyway, there's another loony out there. So if you have neighbors that's claiming to be an FBI agent and she wants you to work for her or him, report them to your local zoo animals. No, I'm not kidding. You might want to call the FBI and let them know, hey, there's an FBI here pretending to be an FBI.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on break. All right. Gosh. I wonder what John Turkey says about this.
Gobble.
Oh, my goodness. Just gobble. I'm going to go take a break, and I'll be right back and continue to, talk some news and whatever we want to talk about. If you want to participate, 347-884-8125. And dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Here we go. And we're going to listen to the music. I'm going to play again Holy Man by Soapbox Project. And we'll be right back here in, what is this, Blog Talk Radio? Yeah. BlogTalkRadio.com. I'm Fernando Poniente. Show. We'll be right back again. This is the Holy Man by Soapbox Project.
Everything will be okay. I'll get down and you can hear me. brothers and sisters, rise up on the Lord. Brothers and sisters, rise up. Hey. Brothers and sisters, rise up to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, rise up. Hey. Brothers and sisters, rise up to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, rise up. Hey. Brothers and sisters, rise up.
Hey, y'all, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show. Y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Kim from KickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniatti Show.
Talk Time Radio with Winston Pitts. Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Call in live at 347-826-9009. The young conservative of Blog Talk Radio. Make your voice heard.
This is Ken Pettigrew, host of the Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veterans.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
Am I on? Hi, I'm on. All right, it's 41 minutes into the hour. We got about 18 minutes to go. So we'll try to hurry up on that. And whatever we're going to be talking about things. Oh, okay. We're going to talk about what matter most, like what's going on in our sweet nation. Then let's get Don back. From the other side, this sounds creepy. From the other side. Hey, Don, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, how are you today? Long time
doing
no talk.
Doing good.
All right.
Doing good. Just looking for some movies that we lost. Good thing they're through Netflix, so there's no late fees.
All right. Thank goodness for Netflix. Anyway, we're going to jump into the picture. We only have maybe 5 minutes left. Thing, but I want to talk about what matters most. Hey, the students actually want, you know, the phrase "Our Lord" actually taking off diplomas. You heard about that?
What?
Yeah, some students. Yeah, students like they want the phrases. You know, this is "Our Lord." That apparently there is a wording there that says "Our Lord" with the capital L O R D. They want that off the diplomas. There's actually a group of students at Trinity University, and actually they're lobbying trustees to drop the reference to quote-unquote "Our Lord" on their diplomas. And arguing it does not respect the diversity of religions on campus. That's what they, they're trying to say. And they said, quote, "A diploma is a very personal item, and people want to proudly display it in their offices and homes." This is what the Sidra Qureshi said. She's actually the president of Trinity Diversity Connections. And she continued on saying that by having the phrase "in the year of our Lord," it is directly referencing to, Jesus Christ. And not everyone believes in Jesus Christ, she said. Ms. Qureshi, who is a Muslim, has led the charge to tweak the wording and actually winning the support from student government and a campus commencement committee. Trustees are expected to consider the student's request at May board meeting. So they're going to have a board meeting month of May. Couple months. But anyway, other students and President Dennis Alberg have defended the wording, arguing that references to the school's Presbyterian roots are appropriate and actually unobtrusive. So, founded by Presbyterians in 1869, Trinity has been governed by an independent board of trustees since 1969. But maintains a quote-unquote covenant relationship with the church. So here is the question: taking our Lord on, if you're not a Christian, so you don't call Jesus Christ the Lord. Now, do you have that right to take that, to not have that wording in the diplomas? What's your take on that, Don?
So somebody's going to a Christian school. Is that what it is?
I guess his party, she's in there, and president of a Trinity Diversity Connections. I guess she goes to that, Presbyterian school. Actually, it says founded by Presbyterians in 1869. Trinity has been governed by an independent board of trustees since 1969, but maintains a quote-unquote covenant relationship with the church. So what's your take on that? I mean, it's not like, so they're not saying it's a, they're not like it's a private Christian school, but it's actually governed by an independent board of trustees. So what do you say? What say you? What do you want them to do? They're having a board. They're going to have a board meeting the next couple of months, I believe, in May, I believe. Yeah, in May.
Okay.
And, they're going to expect to consider the student request. That's what they said. So what say you?
If they're going to Presbyterian church, don't they know what Presbyterian means? I don't think, Muslims should be going to Presbyterian. I think that's against their religion. Mm. Presbyterian
right.
Christian.
And I'm reading some of the comments over here, and it says, let's take the word Muhammad out of Muslim countries. How would that go over? Why are they
right
here if their feelings are hurt so bad? And, go home if you don't like a culture. Well, that's... the thing is, the leader, whoever, the president of this Trinity Diversity Connection is actually getting maybe, getting some kind of a help from other maybe atheist or agnostic or, you know, some other people. That's just him. So she's actually has led the charge to tweak the wording. And that's what I can say. Winning the support from the student government. Now, I think my personal opinion is in there. It's, you know, if they want to do it, I think, you know, it's not, to me, it's not as a big deal. But what is a big deal? You know what I mean? What do they want next? You know what I mean? But,
right.
They want to take God and God we trust out of the dollar, you know, out of the note, you know, the dollar note and all that money and now they have nothing. And this is just the sign that they don't want to have nothing to do with Christ. And this is a sign of, you know, this is what they're talking about in Revelations, correct?
Yeah. Like, yep. Yep.
What,
they have, and just my opinion is that don't be going to a Christian school if you don't like it. You know,
mm-hmm.
Like if you're Muslim, think that's against your religion. That's what I have to say. So it's against your religion to go to a Christian school.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You shouldn't be able to
Christian school. Yeah, and Trinity that stands for what is the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Clearly, this is a Christian school. I mean, that's. I don't know how many Muslims are they that goes there, or and they should have gone to like, let's say, a public college or, you know, liberal college out there. There's so many of them. You know, if they don't want that, I believe, you know, I mean, I think they should stand firm. And, you know, and their Christian beliefs. That's what they say. That's what they should. But again, if you got to go back, you know, if you already have, you know, students that is voting, or, you know, there's majority of this students that want that off. I think, you know, I mean, I said they should just take it off. What do you think? Am I wrong?
So you're saying that if it's a Christian school, they should accommodate that person? Is that what you're saying?
No, if there's enough vote.
If there's enough votes?
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, I think that they shouldn't have to vote on it. I think it is what it is, and they should leave it be. You know, are they backtracking? Are they becoming lukewarm? You know, like talks about in Revelation, now they're lukewarm. They don't know if, well, they don't want to offend one person or 10 people out of 1,000.
Right. But I think,
you know,
I don't think
that they should vote on it. I think that they should say, this is a Christian-based school.
The trustee, the committee, they're actually going to, you know, they're going to have a board meeting, what they called, and they are actually, you know, they're expected to consider the student's request. That's what the report says. So...
I think we'll
follow that. Mm-hmm.
That's like a type of person that says that they don't mix Christianity with business. You're a Christian. You're a Christian. You're a Christian.
Right.
You're not a Christian everywhere except for business. It's not how it works. It's not what the Lord wants. The Lord doesn't want you to say, oh, well, I can't be Christian during my business. The Lord wants you to be, you know, keep your word. If you're going to be doing something, you have to keep your word. And if you can't keep your word, try to make up for it. You know what I mean? I mean, if you enter into a contract as a Christian and then you're like, oh, I'm not making money now, you know, you shouldn't be like backtrack. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, this, you know, the business.
Try your best to keep your word is what I'm trying to say. And if that person doesn't like it, then go to a different school. You know what I mean?
Exactly. But you can't just do that. I think it's showing that the Christians and Christian beliefs are actually being attacked, you know. And if they cave in, they win. You know what I mean? But again, if the committee is actually, you know, if they're weak, they will have to, you know, they wouldn't, I think they're going to have to pass that. They will have to, you know, consider this, that to the, or to get rid of the wording out of the diplomas. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll follow that maybe in a couple of weeks. I don't know. We'll follow it. We'll see what's going on.
I heard you say something about if the community is weak. Well, you know, those people that entered into they need a leader.
The board of
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If they, I mean, like it's kind of like my husband. He's like. He, you know, he's the leader of the family, and just because I want something doesn't mean he's going to give it to me. No, you know, if the people are like weak, they need a leader to say no, you know, and they need to learn to accept that. If they don't accept that now, you know what I mean? I mean, they need a leader.
Right.
Is what I'm saying. Like the board, if the board was Christian, if the board is Christian, they should say no. We are not going to vote on it. You have to accept that we're a Christian-based school. You know what I mean? They need somebody to be firm with them, and they need to accept that. If they don't accept that, you know, then that's not
right.
Right.
Well, I don't think they're Christians. They might call themselves Christians, but I think those are board of trustees. I think they're, you know, they're going to cave in. But again, we'll see what happens. Maybe we can pray for them.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, now. I don't know how many hours, how many more minutes I have. Actually, I have 6 more minutes. We're going to talk about one more topic over here, and then we'll call it a night. actually, remember that gay student that filed a lawsuit against the New York district, the gay teenager who claims that he was, relentlessly bullied by classmates and has settled a lawsuit against an upstate New York school district. Again, the teenager claims that he was bullied. Settled a lawsuit. The guy, the name Jacob, but only identified as JL. This is what he actually says in the lawsuit, and he sued the Mohawk Central School District in federal court over the summer with help from the New York Civil Liberties Union. Yeah, there you go. The teenagers actually says school officials did virtually nothing to stop bullies from him because he acted differently from other boys. Under the settlement, the district agreed to implement changes to protect students from harassment and to pay $50,000 to the teenager's family. The district does not admit wrongly doing under the deal. What say you?
So he sued because of why?
He was relentlessly bullied by his classmates, he claimed that the district did nothing. He did nothing after. I don't know how if he reported it or. I mean, according to the report, that the district did nothing according to this teenager, but they settled. I guess. It says under the settlement, the district agreed to implement changes to protect students from harassment and to pay $50,000 to Jacob's family. So, they're paying $50,000 to Jacob's family, which is the teenager, for apparently damage or something like that. I don't know. What say you?
I think it depends on how excessive the bullying is, because... Mm-hmm. Yes, they should have done something to school, but I don't think money is the answer. Unless he ended up with medical bills or something, because that's just an example. Okay, so I get bullied, so I get money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that whoever was bullying them, the school should call the parents of the bullies and talk to them about it. And if it keeps up, then they're going to get suspended.
Well, they see money in that, money involved.
Huh?
Right. Well, they see money involved in that, so I don't think, I mean, that's a lot of money for 50 getting bullied. I didn't get bullied in school, but, again, if there's any damage or hospital bills, if dudes are beat up, but, I don't think they're, I don't think the kid was beat up or anything like that. Any damage? I don't know what kind of damages they have to pay for that, but I guess maybe I don't know.
Think about the snowball effect. Now, what does that teach the teenager? If somebody's mean to him because he's gay, when he turns older, what's he going to do? Sue them too? Just so he can get money? And it's going to be a snowball effect. You know, like he's going to sue people and other people's going to sue people. No, the school should have said no unless there was like medical bills. They should have called the parents and got the parents involved with the bullies. Because some bully parents don't care. And some bully parents care, and they will take care of their child so their child doesn't bully.
Right, exactly. And, yeah, well said. But here, I'm going to take this role. And next week is Easter Sunday. It's going to be an Good Friday and then Saturday and then Easter Sunday. And here's the 10 things we must not forget at Easter. Okay, here we go. What is this? The idea that the scripture says an angel rolled back a stone graveside of Jesus in order to let those that were present peer inside. So, you know what? I will definitely. I'm running out of time. I got like 30 seconds. I'm not gonna have time for that. But Wednesday night, come check me out on the Fernando Poniente show here in Block Talk Radio. I'm sorry, I didn't have time, but I will go through that Wednesday. Check me out again. Last word, Don.
ShoppingSuperHighway.com and visit there for all your shopping needs. Get that omega-3 fatty fish oil. So we're talking about for the heart health system. Have everything from pet health, anti-aging, home care, auto care. Go ahead and shop there. Get cash back to 35% as on selected products and stores. Have a great and blessed day and weekend.